You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All eyes on Wall Street today, seeking signs of recovery after Wednesday, when movements in the bond market flashed a red light that could indicate recession lurking around the corner, even as the president tweets, unlike others, our economy is strong. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House, the Dow dropped 800 points Wednesday, the Standard & Poor's 500 fell, and the president blames the Federal Reserve Board.
He always blames somebody else, doesn't he? I think, but if you talk to business people, and you look at what's happening in major economies around the world, a lot of this is being driven by tariffs and uncertainty as to what the international trading environment is going to be like in the future. I don't think there's any question that what's happening on Wall Street is, in fact, a reflection of the tariffs and of the slowdown that it is bringing to the world's largest economies. Not only we may not be on the precipice of a recession, but China is definitely slowing down, second largest economy in the world. Germany is negative. The UK is looking at uncertainty with Brexit. And there are other major economies in Europe that are also getting close to flatlining.
And I have to shine a light on some on your elegant phrase. You talk about Mr. Trump's, I'm going to quote you here, trans-Pacific belly bumping over trade with President Xi Jinping. President loves him some tariffs, and he insists China is paying those tariffs.
He does, but at the end of the day, a lot of us are paying the tariffs. Certainly, farmers in the Midwest, in the Plain States, are paying for those tariffs, and some of that's going to come home to roost when they sell their crops and start to collect money later in the year. And, you know, the interesting thing is there is no president that wants a recession in the run up to his reelect. Mm-hmm. I don't care what party he's in. And yet, you know, the president seems to be fixated. He and his economic advisor, Peter Navarro, seem to be fixated that this is the way to deal with this situation. And this uncertainty is really starting to chill business investment. I think we're seeing a slowdown in the auto industry. We're in the middle of auto talks, contract talks right now. And I think people that are going into that are going to be looking for some certainty and some signals about what the future is going to bring over the next 4 years. The union is going to be looking at the last 4 years and saying, hey, you companies have done really, really well. So we want a bigger chunk of that. That's understandable. They would, of course, make that argument. But as they look forward, they don't know what kind of environment they're going to be facing.
You know, there was so much talk about this inverted yield curve that happened Wednesday and talk of impending recession. Mm-hmm. What is that going to mean for businesses as we hear this talk, whether it's accurate or not?
Well, it does have a pretty good track record of predicting recessions. It's not infallible, but it has a pretty good track record. You know, I think for a lot of businesses, it's going to be let's just wait and see. And when it wait and see, typically with business means let's not make major commitments. Let's not make major investment commitments. Now, in the auto industry, there are some commitments that need to be made because you got to keep product cycles moving. You can't just stop. General Motors did that back before the meltdown in 2007 and 8, and they paid a very dear price when they came out of bankruptcy because a lot of their programs had been put on hold. I think they've learned that lesson, and the industry generally understands that. But I think a lot of people are going to be watching to see what happens here. The market has recovered a little bit. It's up a little bit so far today. But, you know, all these things can change on a dime. And I think that's really the story, isn't it? Is that we live in a world now where these economic swings happen much faster and people make decisions and behavioral changes much more quickly as consumers.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. As always, Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.